got you a little songbook. We're going to open up with At the Cross. Beautiful song, tells the whole story.
Alas.
Yeah.
today?
Praise the Lord. Yes, that's great.
Amen.
I'm going to open this up with prayer. And Nikki worked on your song books.
Thank you.
And be sure and turn them back in, and we'll put three more songs in it for next time, and we'll keep adding to it. And then when we leave next spring, we'll leave each one of you your own book of songs, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, we want to do all we can to honor God.
Yes.
And by us getting together on Sunday afternoon, now I think next Sunday we'll be somewhere else, won't we?
Yes, yep.
But you've got some other people coming in next Sunday. But Lord willing, we have the first.
And the fourth.
The first and the fourth. And we'll be with you next month in December. And we got a little surprise for you. on Sunday, but I'm going to go and open this up.
Amen.
With a word of prayer, and then we'll sing our next song.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Because he lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the lodge here in Ocala, and thank you, Lord, that you've given us a new family, the family of God. And with joy, we come together to honor you today and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Lord, we ask for you to come by here. We need you.
Yes.
We all need a touch from the Master's hand. And so these songs and the word that's brought today is to honor you, Jesus.
Yes.
The one that saved our soul.
Thank you,
saved
Lord.
Us from sin and a devil's hell.
Amen.
And we praise you for that, that we have a heavenly home waiting on us, and we get a little taste of heaven down here through your Spirit.
Amen.
Forgive us of our sins and help us to realize how important it is for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
So many people have stopped doing that. We're not going to stop. We're going to continue.
Amen.
To honor our God and our Savior.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our staff that works here.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love.
He came to love.
Heal and forgive.
Heal and forgive.
He lived and died.
He lived and died.
By my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
Yes, he lives
because he lives. I can face tomorrow.
Feel the pride.
And feel but greater still,
the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives.
Because he
lives. Because he
lives. I can face because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know behold the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
And then one day, we'll cross that river.
We'll fight life's fight.
No more with pain.
Your hands and say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many can say Jesus?
Jesus.
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 Woo. Let's give him praise.
We love him. We love him. We love him. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, I like that. Jesus.
Do it again.
Jesus.
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 The Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that there is no other name given here on earth to man to get saved. No other name but the name of Jesus.
That's right.
The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow one day.
That's right.
And every tongue will confess that he is who he says he is.
Amen.
He is our soon coming king. He is our savior.
Amen.
He loves us.
Yes,
and he and the Father have sent the Spirit of God to live in us and to live around us and over us, to show us the way home and to help us get there.
Amen.
When things go wrong, when life gives us some hard blows, God is there to help us get through that.
Yes, He is.
And it's supposed to make us stronger. It's our faith that makes us whole.
That's right.
It's not how much possessions we have.
No.
It's not how much money we have.
No.
It's not even whether we have our health or not.
That's right.
What's important is to believe on the Son of God. His name is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, you got something you wanted to say for us?
Yes, we're going to sing Mansion Over the Hilltop. And before we do, I want to read to you from John chapter 14.
John 14. For those of you that have your Bibles.
Right. John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said.
Let's all read that together.
All right.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Ye believe in God.
Ye believe in God.
Believe also in me.
Believe also in me.
In my Father's house.
In my Father's house.
Are many mansions.
Are many mansions.
If it were not so.
If it were not so.
I would have told you.
I would have told you.
I go to prepare a place for you.
I go to prepare a place for you.
And if I go.
And if I go.
And prepare a place for you.
And prepare a place for you.
I will come again.
I will come again.
And receive you unto myself.
And receive you unto myself.
That where I am.
That where I am.
There ye may be also.
There ye may be also.
Amen.
You know, before we sing this song, just reading what the Bible says when Jesus made us that promise. And you know, God can't lie, can he?
Nope.
He said, I don't want you, and I don't want your heart to be troubled. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to have peace in your heart to know that I'm going to go and prepare a place for you.
Yes.
Now, that's just not me and you and you. You means everyone that will receive him as their Savior.
Amen.
Those that will truly repent of their sins and turn and follow the Spirit and what Jesus wants us to do with the rest of our life after we get saved.
Amen.
It don't stop at a nursing home.
No.
The only time it stops is at the funeral home.
That's right.
And we're alive. Look at each other and say, you're alive.
You're alive.
You're alive. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Amen.
He said, I'm not telling you a lie. If it were not so, I would tell you. But he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he said, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you in my Father's house.
That's right.
I want you to know our Heavenly Father has a big house.
Amen.
It's big enough for everybody to have their very own mansion.
Amen.
Can you imagine having your health back, being able to run, walk, dance? Can you imagine
praise
what it
would
be like to see perfect, to hear perfect?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's coming. Get ready, get ready, get ready. It's coming.
Amen.
And it's our faith that makes us whole. I believe what this Bible says, that Jesus don't want us to worry about things.
No.
Let not your heart be troubled. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat or wear. Jesus said the Father feeds the little bird. How much more is he going to take care of you and me?
Amen.
Oh, I want to say this to you today. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, now's the time to get right with God.
Yes.
Because time is running out for this old world. Amen.
Amen.
Time is running out, and we need to be ready, because he said, I want you to watch and pray, for I'm coming like a thief in the night. Nobody knows when I'm coming.
Amen.
And you know, it'll be night somewhere. It might be daylight here, but you go on the other side of the earth and it'll be dark, won't it?
Yes.
So he's coming. We just don't know when.
Amen.
So, I'm asking all of you to meet me in heaven.
Amen.
I know where I'm going.
Yes.
And I pray that you know, and if you don't know, I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you, and you can get that old thing settled. You can get to sin. Jesus will wash it out, and he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
But you have to make the choice.
That's right.
You have to make the choice. What is it going to be as we sing this song?
It's going to be
Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Yes, for me.
Amen. That's the last page in their songbook that Nikki fixed up for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I wanna go on that silver. Never grow old. the Lord a hand clap of praise. Can we give him a shout? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we give him another shout? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's right.
That's what it says, didn't it?
Yes, it does.
And you know, I just love to hear y'all praise God. I really do. I just love to hear you praise the Lord. Because he's worthy to be praised, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He sent his one and only Son to die in our place, to take our sin upon him. And when they buried Jesus, they thought he got rid of him. But you know, on the third day, he come out of that grave. Mm-hmm. And I tell you one thing, there ain't no grave gonna hold this body down either.
Amen.
That resurrection power that brought Jesus up out of the grave is in all of us that are truly saved. Amen. I'm happy. I'm peaceful. I know I've got some more troubles ahead of me, but I know who's helped me get to where I am right now. And you know who's helped you get to where you are right now. And he's going to finish the job, isn't he?
Amen.
He's going to finish the job. I'm going to close with the psalm. I like Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Boy, isn't it great that God is so loving and tender towards us?
Amen.
Sometimes we all get a little weak, don't we?
Amen.
Sometimes we all get a little down. But the Lord is faithful. And the Bible says, don't forget his benefits. Oh, the Lord has helped me so many times. You know, so many times I forget something where I put it. And I just say, Lord, you're going to have to show me where it is because I can't remember what I've done. And you know what? He'll point me right to it. Oh, he is faithful. He is faithful. And when you have pain in that body, just say, Lord, I need your help. But I know I'll never suffer like you did on the cross.
That's right.
And when I remember the cross and what Jesus went through to save my soul and yours, then my pain's not that bad anyway.
Amen.
You know I'm not the man. I'm not the man that I want to be. But I'm not the man I used to be. The Lord has brought me a mighty long way. And he's still working on us, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
Richard, he's still working on you, ain't he? He's still working on you, ain't he? Isn't he still working on all of us? Well, if you don't know he's working on you, then I'm afraid maybe the old devil may be the one working on you. Because I know that my Redeemer lives. And we don't need to forget how good God is to us.
Amen.
Do we?
No, we don't.
Father, right now, I just want to thank you for the air that I breathe, for the food on the table and the clothes on my back. I want to thank you for giving me friends that help us by praying for us. Friends in the nursing homes that are glad to see us when we come. And I pray if there's one listening to my voice that is not saved, that today they'll repent of their sins and call upon that sweet name of Jesus, that wonderful name above all names. Thank you, God, for this time in Ocala, Florida. In Jesus' name. Sing for us, Pastor Nikki.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Bless your holy name, Lord. We praise you. Hey, glory, glory. Amen.
Glad that you love you. Love you, people.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Love you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know,
praise
that's,
you, Lord.
To me, that's so good that somebody is experiencing the Holy Spirit in their life.
Yes, amen.
Now, you know, some people will make fun, and some people will even say, we're a nut. But you know what?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for her.
To be in His presence. How many of you know that Jesus is in this place?
Yes. Amen.
He's in this place.
Yes, he is.
You know what? With all the things that all of us have to go through and put up with in this old sinful world, it's good to get released every now and then, ain't it?
Amen.
So we just want to say that we love you. It's been a pleasure to worship with you today. And let me say this something to you, sister. You don't need to hold back. When you feel the Spirit, you go ahead. It doesn't matter what people think. They thought Jesus was crazy. They thought Jesus was of the devil, the religious people. So, I tell you, I've just enjoyed being with you today. Remember to turn your song books back into Pastor Nikki, and she'll get some more songs ready for you the next time that we have a service, okay?
Amen.
It'll be the fourth Sunday, right?
Right. And whenever there's a fifth Sunday, we'll be here too.
Okay. Have y'all enjoyed today? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you,
we'll
Lord.
Be praying for you. You pray for us, okay? Here's a song that says, "Somebody touched me." You're welcome. You're welcome. We love you.
So long, everybody.